The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. On the verge of extinction less than two decades ago, the Florida panther has regained strength and numbers with the help of some big Texan cats. An estimated three times as many Florida panthers are now slinking through the swamps and Everglades of southern Florida, compared with the mid-1990s, when just 20 to 30 were thought to remain. The population today, achieved through genetic restoration, is healthier and larger as a result of mimicking a process that historically occurred naturally between Florida panthers and Texas pumas. After dramatic habitat reduction and hunting in the late 1800s and throughout the 20th century, Florida panther populations eventually plummeted to the point where so few of the cats existed that inbreeding followed. Serious genetic-related health problems ensued, including heart defects, poor quality sperm, and undescended testes. In 1995, researchers decided on a bold strategy. They would bring in eight females from a Texas population that once shared the Florida panther's gene pool, but could no longer make it past the freeways in Jackson, Mobile, and Gainesville to mate. Then they would watch and wait. It appeared to work. Thanks to this healthy infusion of fresh genetic material, the next generation didn't suffer the same problems that their parents did.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.